Willie Nelson news. Last night, actually, technically, about 10:30, I think this news story started trickling out. Actually, out of San Antonio in a TV interview he gave right after a gig. First of all, Willie is not quitting performing. He's not quitting going to the stage. In fact, he said that his bus is his one and only home. Now, I know he has others, but that's his home,
right?
He said.
Well, he is on it most of the time. I mean, every interview I've ever seen him do has been on that bus.
Yeah, I had the opportunity one time to get on that bus. This was long before radio. I was performing. I was at a music camp. One time at band camp in Western New York. Western New York. It was one of those festival things and orchestra days and things like that, and playing the viola. So we played a symphony concert. And then later that night, Willie Nelson was booked there. And so we were still backstage and whatnot. And Willie invited us onto the bus, and my young Republican self said no, and I just should have walked on at least once. I don't know. But
yeah,
one thing,
how could you not get on the bus?
I don't know. And apparently, now that things are different, because word is out, Willie Nelson, first of all, talking about the toll. I mean, he's 86 years old, the toll of smoking all over the years. And we, you know, when we say smoking, not just what you associate with Willie, but also cigarettes, too.
Yeah.
So here he is talking in that interview about how he still gets a workout and how he's still doing well.
Singing out there for an hour is a good workout. Your lungs are the biggest muscle you've got. So when you're out there working, you are working out.
And there was some concern his performance at the CMAs with Casey Musgraves,
right.
Very breathy and whatnot.
He looked a little peaked.
So here was the next part that's got everybody talking today.
I have abused my lungs quite a bit in the past, so breathing is a little more difficult these days. And I have to be careful. I've mistreated myself since I was this big. You know, I started out smoking cedar bark, and I went from that to cigarettes or whatever.
To whatever.
And that almost killed me. I don't smoke anymore. I take better care of myself today than I did then.
So Willie has quit smoking the weed, which if you felt a shift in the Earth's axis last night, that may be why. Tommy Chong even came out on Twitter and said, okay, now we have a surplus. Thank you very much, Willie.
Yeah, well, I'm convinced there's something else going on. He's taking some oil, hemp oil, or...
But he's
gummies
he's
or
the,
something.
He's the patron saint of all things cannabis-like. I know.
Oh, right. My God. Hell has froze over. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Willie stopped. I seen that on Facebook last night, and I'm like, yeah, somebody's got jokes. Hi, good morning, kids. How are y'all?
We're good. We're stunned, too. Up is down, black is white.
Right. We're in the upside down.
Dogs and cats are living together.
Well, you know, he has his own strain, so he must be making some good gummies, I'm telling you.
Actually, this just in, we are now suffering the United States a brownie shortage. So that's where it went.
Oh.
It's KB and Marley, 92.1 Hank FM.